When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Puddles in the morning, puddles in the evening, puddles in the afternoon. Well, I'm a puddle boy and she's a puddle girl. The Puddles Podcast is starting real soon.
All right, welcome to Puddles. It's your host, Andrew Collin. I'm joined by my co-host,
Brandon LaRock.
Oh, man, we going Southern?
We're going Southern today.
You put that hat on a girl.
Ooh, it changes you.
We picked up these two bad boy hats in Jackson Hole, a.k.a.
Customized.
My older brother bought them for us because it cost more than our rent. They're real Stetson.
They're real Stetson, nice and hard. Got that curve. Can't just get that at Walmart.
Oh, that curve's got to be perfect.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's funny because... You go in that, like, you go to Jackson Hole, and we're, like, you would think we were cooler than dressing like tourists.
No way. I fucking love an opportunity to be in a look.
Dude, the people that live there, though, they see us being like, yeah, yeah, sure. And they're like, I fucking hate, we'll take your money, but we hate you. They all hate us, for sure.
They love us for helping their economy. Yeah, no, I think, you know, leaning into the cowgirl look. So there's something about, like, that Halloween I dressed up like J-Lo and also being in a cowgirl look. I just feel like
sexy.
Me.
Sexier.
Yeah, just sexier. Like, it's a strong look. It makes you look at me, you know?
Yeah, a little cowgirl, reverse cowgirl.
Yeah, when we went to...
Ford Cowboy.
When we went to...
Yeehaw! Ford Cowboy is just me.
What would that be?
It'd be me on...
Oh, I guess that's missionary.
Yeah, it's missionary. But with a cowboy hat on.
Yeah.
And a dip in.
Hell yeah. And then maybe some noose.
Should I start dipping? Maybe that would turn you on. Throw a lipper in?
No.
There's these things called Zin.
What's
that's
that?
Like the new thing. It's like just pure nicotine, no tobacco. And everyone's addicted to it.
To dip?
It's called Zin.
I thought people liked the dip over the nicotine.
No. The dip is apparently tobacco. The tobacco is what gives you cancer. I'm sure the nicotine can't be great.
Highly addictive nicotine has nothing to do with it.
It is funny when you're playing a character or you're doing role play, but then like halfway through sex, it kind of dawns on you that like it's hard to keep up the character. We've never really done role play, have we?
I feel like the closest we've gotten to role play is when you massaged me like 3 years ago one time. With some massage oil. That felt pretty sexy. And then maybe once, like, I feel like we like to have sex to the Kooks.
No, not the Kooks. The Strokes. The Kooks is a band. It's
sometimes
similar.
Sometimes the Strokes, it just feels too perform. Like, I just feel like I should be starring in a Britney Spears movie, like Crossroads, and I'm having sex with this strange guy I met at Coyote Ugly Bar. And I don't know. I feel like I'm an imposter.
I feel like when I'm having sex... I get it. I think because I'm probably disconnected because I'm just keeping up with the rhythm. With Reptilia or whatever.
You do kind of fuck me hard when we listen to them.
I don't even know I'm fucking you. I'm just dancing. Hard. Yeah, I'm just stroking that ass.
Put on Metallica next time.
Yeah.
Oh, she wouldn't be able to walk for at least
for
an
me.
Hour.
Yeah. I need more of like a Lana Del Rey pace.
Oh, that's too slow because then you could like... It's
yeah, but
just...
you know that song? My pussy tastes like Pepsi Cola.
I'm a Coke guy.
My eyes are wide like cherry pie. I love that song.
Yeah, but it's just so slow. I'll be fucking you front forward cowboy just like like a sloth. You don't want that. You
no,
want
that's the perfect pace if you want to bring me to an orgasm.
Maybe when we're making love. It's been a while since
we ever done that?
I don't know. Anytime I kiss your neck, you lose your goddamn mind. She does not like it. at all.
It's just because you just don't take it seriously. No, and it's ticklish. you just, I feel like you'll go and to kiss my neck and then you go, nom, 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 and you'll just start eating my face. It's too much.
It is. It's a lot of pressure to it's so sexual. It's more sexual than sex.
Imagine this. Imagine Andrew being sensual with a woman, kissing her up and down her body.
I don't want to do this.
Here we go again.
You don't pay me to do this once again. Looking me right in the eyes.
No, I'm looking at the camera, Mel. You're just happy to be.
No, I'm looking at Brenna. She's telling me to picture making love to a woman.
Mel, picture it.
For the listeners, it's just not your vibe.
I'm not a sensual person. No. I've never have been.
You're not tapped into any of your senses except for, you have been farting. Oh, my gosh. We've been eating. We're trying to eat healthier. And Andrew has been farting in his sleep, but it sounds like it's falling out of your asshole.
Yeah.
It's like rocks tumbling down. It just slips out. It's a hot dog down a hallway or, I don't even know, a ghost flying down a hallway. It just is
I think, yeah.
It's the worst thing that I've experienced in our relationship.
It's I don't know, kissing your neck. Second. Imagine if I did both at the same time. Look, you've been farting
too. That'd
be the
most sensual
thing. We all know you fart too. You farted the other day. I mean, it was,
No, I did not.
On the news, it was 4.8 on the earthquake scale. Four people died.
It's because we ate bell peppers.
No, you always have an excuse.
No, bell peppers will get you going.
Yeah, it's whatever.
Okay,
anyhow,
here's the other thing.
What?
With eating healthy. So I thought that asparagus makes everybody's pee smell bad, but Andrew hasn't noticed that it makes his pee smell bad. Does it make your pee smell bad?
I don't like asparagus, but it does make people's pee smell bad. I think the more hydrated you are, the less it makes it smell bad. But
yeah,
I think my piss just smells bad regardless.
Yeah, it does. Ew. I just was wondering if it was maybe how cilantro tastes like soap to people. If maybe not everybody had the same experience.
Piss smells like mint.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know what it is. I didn't smell your piss. I don't know. Does it smell like asparagus or does it smell?
No, it's like asparagus makes you, it's just like a sulfur smell. I don't even know the science behind it, but it's sulfur that you're smelling.
It's weird that certain foods mess around with that. And then pineapple apparently makes your orgasm or cum taste good.
Yeah. It's sugar, glycation.
I wonder who figured that out, if that was a science experiment. some woman's watermelon, nothing. Cantaloupe,
no, watermelon. Because they're all just so hydrated and juicy, but I think pineapple is very sweet. It's almost tangy.
Yeah, but you would think candy would make your jizz taste better then, too. What about pineapple candy?
Candy is so processed. Okay, so...
Look at you, fucking. She breaks shit down sometimes, and takes me so seriously. And she's like, actually, Andrew, I know you're joking, but pineapple is actually very high in sweetness naturally.
I know. I really miss the train.
What's that?
What? Did I say that right?
The train of what? A joke?
Just your jokes.
Oh.
but it's so weird,
train that you were just changing the story.
Baby, I didn't miss it. I'm driving it.
Come on now.
I'm the conductor.
We're just riding the train of Montana boys. We were watching these TikToks. So the Montana boys, if you don't know who they are, we're obsessed with them because they are, they're called himbos, which is a male bimbo. And Kristen Cavallari, who's 30-something with two kids, is dating a 24-year-old. And all you do is you see them, they'll be like, and I'm going away. And one has a hat forward, one has a hat backwards, one has no hat. It's kind of crazy. And they just lip sync and people lose their mind. And you never hear them talk until they did an interview. They did a podcast with Kristen Cavallari. And it's exactly it would be funny if they were actually pineapple is they're really brilliant, but
they were talking about if you find your soulmate, and I kid you not, one of the guy goes, you find a girl and then you just don't settle down, and then 4 years later, you realize you can't find another girl, and you're like, damn, I think that was the one. And that's all they're, that's as deep as they go.
They talk in, and like,
and they
memes.
Just all say it in different, yeah.
Yeah, the one guy's like, yeah, you know, I go out, and, you know, I don't talk much to girls. I would like for girls to talk to me, and, you know, when you're raised in Wyoming, that's how it is, you know, you want to be a gentleman, so when a girl takes the initiative, I don't know if they use that big of a word, but it was just like, it's literally like,
you hardly even got that one out.
Well, I stopped saying it because I didn't think it was Montana boy.
Here you go explaining.
I didn't think it was Montana boy enough. And so they're talking about like not settling down and how they're too young. Meanwhile, Krista Cavallari's right there, like having the conversation with the guy.
Yeah,
and you can see on her face, like, it really hit her, I think, at that moment, that she's like, oh, I'm fucking like a teenager.
Yeah, it's weird. I wouldn't even want to have sex with a 24-year-old.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know. 24-year-old guys are 18-year-old guys.
But so many people do get married at like 21, 22. We all know them. They all, a lot of times for me, it was like the girl that got married young was the one that was doing the most cocaine 2 years before that.
And now she's different.
Well, yeah. Well, they go complete opposite. Mm-hmm. They go from like, this girl's going to end up dead in a river to having 3.5 kids somehow 4 years later and like wearing like pastels. And they're just like, oh,
what's
you
it?
Want
Lily
some sweet-
Pulitzer?
Yeah. Lily Pulitzer. Yeah, dude. It's just, I don't know. Everyone wants to do
any
the opposite.
Woman in her 20s who wears Lily Pulitzer is going to age like shit. She spends too much time in the sun. She maybe smokes. Like, it's just, she's going to look terrible in her 60s.
That's the most accurate statement I've ever heard. That's terrifying.
Yeah, they're all over tanned and under fucked.
Yeah. She'll be a leather bag by the time she hits 65.
You think they're 65, but they're 36 years old.
That's the thing.
There is something about a girl that wears that that just.
God.
Lily Pulitzer will add 45 years to you. Just put it on once. And you have a dry martini in your hand with a cigarette holder. Dude. Somehow you own a boat.
Yeah, they have the same haircut as me. I feel like I'm on Depop a lot. I fucking love Depop. Okay, I was on Poshmark.
What's Depop?
It's like what Facebook is to the older generation. It's like, you know, like the it's like the TikTok of clothing resale.
Oh.
It's so much more filtered and there's like an algorithm that's intended for you. There's, and it's so much more straightforward. Poshmark's becoming like, there's like live shows and like live sale shows. And I don't know. I just feel like everyone on there's old. And anyways, my boss sells on Depop. So I was looking at her closet and then I was like, wait, I love this place. And now I'm looking at all these clothes that girls my age are selling. And I'm like, I do need to dress a little bit sexier. Especially because I have like a Hillary Clinton haircut, you know, I need to give somewhere else because the hair is, it's in a weird stage. So it's not giving. So if you see my tits out, just know.
It's your hair being bad.
It's my hair. Yeah. It's because
you like
hair.
Destroy your own hair and no one else sees it. Except
no,
like, no one knows.
I'm not saying it's bad. It's just not what I want.
Yeah. So then you got to dress like a hoe.
Yes. Correct.
Why don't you just start wearing fucking...
Not a hoe, but, you know, just being more flirty. And,
yeah.
Like, I don't need to wear crewnecks all the time.
Just wear Lily Pulitzer and call it a day. You're getting married in a fucking 6 months. It's over for
no,
you.
No, it's not. It's just beginning. And now I have to impress you, one man, for the rest of my life.
I like a girl looking like...
I have to keep you
like,
interested.
No, I want you to look like an old lizard reptile.
Dude, that's only because you want to be able to just look like an old lizard reptile.
That's true.
You don't
want
to have to try.
That's a good point.
No, because really, after this year, I was thinking about it. And I was like, it is all downhill from here.
Oh,
there's
my
God. No, not in love and life. But your body just go downhill after you get married, I think, for most people. That's not going to be us. But mostly for women, you think about how you're going to carry a child. And, you know, there's not – you. Can look great after having a child, but it does, like, I don't know.
You get so worried about the future body of you. Like, all you have to do is not eat pizzas and you're fine.
Yeah. I'm not I'm just talking. Quit being so rude to me about
it. I'm never rude to you.
You could just entertain it, you know? You're being fucking rude.
I don't like you being negative towards yourself.
I'm not being negative towards myself. I'm talking in a general way about what happens to women after they get married. That is the truth.
That it all goes downhill.
Yeah.
Jesus.
Women bring men up and men bring women down. Everybody knows that.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Here we go. Here we go. Bashing men. Men are the worst. It has, you have no responsibilities.
Dude.
It's the man, the goddamn man, and his stupid, selfish ways. I think Brenna might just be mad at me because I didn't defend her again. So we have... I don't even want to say it out loud here. We have a neighbor. So we like our new place. But, and it honestly would be perfect except for the people.
There's a lot more riffraff over here.
A lot of riffraff.
Mm-hmm.
And there's an especial riffraffer who lives across our street. And he lives in the lower part. He has a balcony. So you
street
can't
facing.
Street facing. You can't not pass him. Mm-hmm. But at this point, he was actually out on the street. This is the guy the other night, like 3 weeks ago, had a bat in his hand trying to fight the guy.
I had a feeling.
So we haven't seen him since the cops were called on him. And we walk out. And this is, by the way, it's a weird time to get.
We haven't seen him, but he has been throwing things out of his apartment. Like, he threw out his entire apartment.
Oh,
yeah. Still lives there on the street. I don't know if you saw all that garbage, but
it is funny for a homeless person to come across that and be like, wow, everything's there's a full on
dude. I was looking in there.
Yeah, you were.
Find some wall art. Some crazy person's gotta have good wall art.
I don't know. If you're throwing out stuff, it's just bad juju.
That's true.
So it's only like 3 p.m. And you're not expecting a confrontation at 3. My mind is not, you know, 3 a.m, you're drunk, you're ready to fight if someone fucking talks shit to your girl. I'm not feeling a 3 p.m. guy talking shit. Mm-hmm. We're getting out of the car. We're just talking about normal shit. You have the engagement ring on. You're telling a story of some sort.
Passionately. I was talking about drama. So I was getting like, and then, and that, and that. And yeah. He overheard me.
And he's a gay man who I think is bipolar.
Well, we don't know he's gay, but his voice is gay.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's a good point.
Just to be clear.
That's a good point. I mean, I did blow him. But he only, yeah, and I think he had some pineapple. It was actually really nice. It was a nice
moment. It tasted good?
Yeah.
I'm glad you enjoyed it, at least.
So he looks at us. And he starts talking shit, but I can't. Yeah. You can't really hear it.
No,
because
he says, I heard it as soon as I get into the car. He goes, go on, honey. Keep telling your story. I could hear you all the way from over here.
I think he has my inner monologue going on.
Dude, Andrew was like, thank God.
Finally, I paid the guy. I was like, this guy's down on his luck. Give him $50. Yo, next time this bitch tells a story. Yo, next time this bitch. He's like, yo, don't worry about it. I got you.
It's because I've been complaining about the same thing for the last few weeks. So,
oh, yeah. I tell Brenna every
and
time she complains, I add
it
a day
it.
To the wedding.
Yeah.
We're in like fucking 2028.
April 26th. Or no, I mean October 26th. Who knows?
So he goes, oh, yeah, keep running your mouth. Keep telling that story.
And
keep
we were
telling
just,
that story, girl.
We were just staring at him because... You and I were both like, wait, is this really happening? And then we were getting things out of the back of the car. And he was, you know, just, yeah, saying weird shit to me. And he said something. What did he say about my engagement ring?
He goes, I'll bury that engagement ring.
Yeah. And then he goes, you bitch.
I'll bury that engagement yeah. ring, you bitch.
I didn't say a single word to him. I wasn't even looking at him. And he was like, you bitch.
And I'm like, this guy's nailing yeah. it. I'm like, yeah, I have cue cards. I'm like, this guy is saying everything I wanted to say. He's my hero, my spirit animal. But no, he really goes, bitch, I'll bury that ring, bitch.
No, he said, I like your ring, though. I'll bury it, bitch.
And then he
and
looks
then
at me,
kill
he goes,
you. Mm-hmm. You have to have extra
yes,
locks
I'm
on
very
your doors.
Scared.
And so then he looks at me, he goes, yeah, but I kind of like daddy.
Yeah, he calls me a bitch. And then in the same breath goes, I like your daddy, though.
I like your daddy, though. So I go from angry to... I mean, this guy is—he's not that bad. He's not that bad. He's kind of nailing everything.
He's kind of doing a good job.
So Brenna looks at me like,
"He sees us go into our house, and I'm like, he knows where we live now."
Oh, I would have done a walk around the block.
Yeah, I'm so scared.
I know, but you know what? This guy's been, apparently the cops have been called on him like 45 times. Yeah. So it's not like he's literally lives in where you walk through the front door. He lives. So every time someone walks, he's talking shit. And so later on that night, the cops got called on him. Mm-hmm. And like, I debated on calling the cops, but I was like, I mean, it's, but then they don't do anything and then he knows where you live. Yeah. It's just.
And then you're not going to be able to blow him again.
And then I won't be able to blow him again.
And he won't blow you.
And he won't blow me.
Daddy.
And so, but you know, I wanted to fight him, part of me. And then I'm really against getting random blood on me. And I know I would fuck him up.
Especially
I've been
gay
boxing,
blood.
Huh?
Don't want to get no AIDS.
Don't want AIDS. Although I think that's a stereotype. That's true. No, that's terrible. But it did come into my mind.
It was
the
same study as the pineapple. It's the same. Everybody, it's been done.
You don't want homeless blood on you. There's probably more risk for diseases.
He's not homeless.
No, but he's as close as the homeless as you can be living in a home. His home is outside on the street.
Oh, gosh.
So anyways, so I didn't fight. I didn't say anything. I was just like, all right, come on. Just don't even look at it. Because you're not going to, there's no point.
With a crazy person.
You can't confront. If I went to him, I go, actually, my mom got her that ring. And yes, it is expensive. And I'd be upset if you buried it, sir. But can you give me another compliment? No, but if I was.
Let me sell it. At least let me sell it and we can run away together.
Yeah, we could buy new furniture for us. No, so you're just stuck. Like, you want to defend your girl, but.
No, he fucking doesn't. This is like the second time on the podcast we've talked about you not defending me in public, and I have to literally fight for my safety. About that time in the 7-Eleven?
Yeah.
Remember that?
Yeah.
Yeah. I'll never forget.
Again, I didn't want that blood on me either.
Yeah.
I just don't want random blood on. If you can show me the papers. If that guy held up his paper, he's like, I'm clean. I got no this and this. I'd be like, all right, I'm ready to fight for your honor. But I don't know. I'm not ready. I don't know if I'm ready to get, you know.
Pussy.
Yeah, I know. I'm a little bitch. All right, I'll fight him next time I see him.
Hell yeah.
I mean, what if I fucked him up too?
Like, yeah, fuck him up. He needs to be fucked up. That's
I go to
thing.
Jail. I'll go to jail.
No, you won't. You say you were defending me. I'll fucking go down with you.
That would be pretty Bonnie and Clyde shit.
Yes. We'll get it on the podcast.
Yes.
Yeah, maybe we do it on the pod. I'll fight him on the pod.
We'll
I'll invite
him
on the
Patreon.
Patreon fight.
Yeah, no.
Yeah, by the way, we have a Patreon. You guys should go sign up for it for extra episodes a month.
Yeah, you guys are killing it with signing up. It's on Patreon. It's called Puddles with Andrew and Brenna. You get 4 extra apps a month. It's crazy. And we talk about like really personal shit, you know, like not like we do here. It's like really different.
It's crazy.
There we actually talk about science. You'll learn something over there. Can you imagine if someone learned something? Like, what if like someone out there is so dumb? They're like, oh, man, I got to listen to Puddles and learn.
I mean, we're playing Are You Smarter Than a Fifth Grader for the second
I'm
week in a row.
This podcast every week. It's for the common folk.
That's
okay?
A good point. That is a good point. So anyways, if you want to learn about, you know, how to fart and kiss a neck at the same time while fighting a guy that might be gay, listen to this podcast. I don't know. I'm trying. I wish I could defend you more. You went out to Whole Foods you had like 5 run-ins.
To go out. I honestly hardly ever go out alone or like without Andrew. I said, I don't know if West Hollywood's getting more dangerous or I'm just like going out more, because I went to Whole Foods and it was like, it was chaos.
You're going out more.
Oh my God. Every person I talked to, I was like, so sorry for existing, like treating me like trash. Then I go into the parking lot and these guys park behind the car.
In a van.
In a van.
How many
guys in a van?
Oh, man. 2 in a van.
Park behind the car, and they're staring at me. I'm putting groceries in the back seat, and then they're like, where in Florida are you from? Where in Florida are you from? Hey, where in Florida are you from? Because our plate is fucking expired Florida plate.
Don't brag.
They're probably thinking I'm pretty off the grid and that they could just snatch me up, no problem. Yeah.
They're like, she's probably already trapped.
One of their ears was pierced and I was like, oh God, this is their bad news. Anyways.
Well, you were just complaining about freaking not having anyone freaking hit on you in
that's
public.
Karma's a bitch. That's not what I said. That's not
you
what
said
I
no
want.
One in a van wants to kidnap me and that's have their sweet. Way with me.
I literally did say that last week. Yes. And then I come home and I tell Andrew this story today. And because I was like, and he goes, you know why that is? And I was thinking because he's going to be like, because you're pretty or something. And he goes, it's because you said last week that nobody wants to steal you anymore now. So anyways, I take it back. Don't
you
steal
spoke
me.
Into existence.
Just make me feel a little sexy, a little desired.
Yeah, and like, don't like be in a van.
Don't be in a van.
Like, it's too on the nose. Yeah. Like, can you imagine if you get kidnapped by two guys in a van?
Like, for example, I walked past a guy on the sidewalk the other day.
Yeah.
And he just went. And gave me a thumbs up.
Oh,
that's
great.
Great. That's all I need.
That's great. A nice little.
Yeah, just a little. And he did it like down by his core. You couldn't really. It wasn't like in my face. He was just like.
Brenda doesn't know when a guy's jerking off and staring at her in the eyes. He did it by his core. Sometimes Brenna, like I don't realize Brenna's from Cadillac, Michigan, like a town of 38 people where the White House is there, though, still. And she'll just say things.
Just
like, he gave me the thumbs
girl.
Up and his hand was on his core. Oh man. So anyhow, all right. All right, what's the snooze?
We have snooze. Okay, first story. The new docuseries Quiet on Set interviews actors, including Drake Bell and various crew members, about Dan Schneider run shows on Nickelodeon. Dan is responsible for creating and producing Nickelodeon favorites like The Amanda Show, What I Like About You, Drake and Josh, Zoe 101, iCarly, and more. He is also alleged to be responsible for creating a toxic work environment at all of these shows. In 2003, Nickelodeon dialogue coach Brian Peck was arrested for lewd acts with a 14 to 15-year-old child. The minor previously identified as John Doe was revealed to be Drake Bell in the new series. In 2021, Bell pleaded guilty to felony attempted child endangerment and misdemeanor charge of disseminating harmful material to a 15-year-old minor.
Man.
What does disseminating mean? Is that like inserting?
No, I think it's like sending explicit stuff.
Yeah, I saw like two episodes of this. First of all, great reading, Mel. That
right? I only fucked up one time.
Killed it. People must tune into this podcast. They're like, okay, maybe we are going to learn something. Like that sounded very NPR. Like, but it was just about child molestation.
I'm like, trying to slow down my words.
You did great.
No, it was that Dan Schneider guy. He actually, because the other guy was so bad, he's getting all the flack because he's the bigger name, but the other guy was way, way worse. And the one guy, like, sent his penis to, like, one of the girls, like, a photo. Oh, and so the one guy that was the molester, he's gay. And so,
which one? The PA or?
No, the other one, the main dude, the one that ended up sleeping with Drake.
Yeah.
So Drake's dad is like this manly man, right? Like real manly, has a goatee, and he's
somebody's gonna get murdered.
So he's divorced, right? And
Drake's dad
was, and his dad is like looks like he works in a factory. You know, he's not like this like typical LA manager kind of dad. And he sees this guy like preying on his son, and everyone's like, he's like, I want this guy away from my son, but the guy's gay, and because. They're like, no, you're just being homophobic. He's like, no, I'm protecting my son. Next thing you know, like he was the manager for this, and they fired him as the manager. They got him out of his life, and then the guy came in when he was under his mom's watch and molested the kid. But his dad,
so he was already fired, and his mom let him go over to the house, for like practicing. Right?
Well, no, they were closer. They were living in like Orange County, and they were just closer to where his auditions were. But I mean, it's just like all this shit's coming out. It was
Dude,
a crazy
his mom
week.
Is fucking that's a bad mom.
Yeah.
If the father of your child says, don't bring this child around this man, I don't have a good feeling about him, don't fucking do it. Yeah.
But her anger for the dad. It was so strong. The divorce
took over.
It's crazy.
Yeah,
you see, that's why not everybody should have children.
Well, you have to win. Oh my God, your ego crazy. Is so strong that you have to win the fight and not protect your kid from this dude. And all these guys went to jail, but not even that long. And then they went and worked at Nickelodeon.
It's just so messed up.
Well, all the stories you hear, like all the shit's coming out. Like, and I mean, it's been coming out though.
Oh,
like,
Amanda Bynes has been warning us for years. Dude, she got an abortion at 13.
Yeah.
She had what?
An abortion at 13.
Oh, she's a fucking mess.
Nickelodeon was like, we'll give you your show.
But she has no, like, I mean, it's like, how could you not be a mess? You know what I mean? Like, how can you come out of that unscathed?
Like, well, right. Exactly. Nobody's just like that. Something happened.
Not one child. Like, there's like three child stars that come out and like are still like Ryan Gosling, Timberlake, Leonardo DiCaprio, who apparently had a run in with that dude, too. I don't know, man.
I've heard Leonardo's not very normal, though.
Yeah.
He's got weird sexual things going on.
Well, he likes to put headphones on when he bangs and listens to his strokes.
That's probably not the only thing. Honestly, we should try it.
I'll dress up like Leonardo.
Put a blanket over our heads.
But anyhow, yeah, dude, it's just more and more of this shit's going to keep coming out. Mm-hmm. And then that Dan Schneider guy went on a podcast to like try to like apologize and
with Tebow from iCarly.
Sorry for raping kids.
Sorry
for making people massage me on set.
Oh my God, it's crazy.
Yeah. I don't know. He was also like, it is weird when these things come out because they'll do this thing where they go after Dan Schneider, but then they did it with the Andrew Huberman thing too, but they'll conflate the two stories. So you'll have like the pedophile stuff, which is obviously horrible. Mm-hmm. And then they're like, well, you also didn't pay this woman as much as she should earn, which is terrible. But I'm like, those are two like kind of separate things where you're going. But I guess you're showing his character.
Yeah, the toxicity.
Yeah. But I don't know. It's just interesting when they're like, all right, well, we got to fill five episodes. So we got to add some extra stuff. But it's a hard watch. It is a... It's fucked up. I mean, but
if you liked it, I definitely recommend reading I'm Glad My Mom Died by Jeanette McCurdy. She goes like all into how she fucking hated Nickelodeon and Dan Schneider. And
oh, she worked there?
Yeah.
She was on
iCarly. She was Sam. Yeah. And then on Sam and Cat with Ariana Grande.
So her mom like supported her going through Nickelodeon basically.
Yeah, her mom was a bit, she abused her.
Yeah.
Dude, these fucking, they start getting their kids checks. They start getting fucking 100 grand checks. Mm-hmm. And they're like, oh, our kid can get abused a little bit as long as I could buy a new Lexus.
Yep.
They're fucking terrible. Can you imagine? It's so weird. Some of the photos too where the kids are just on the guy's lap. Like, you never do that with kids, man.
Amanda Bynes in a hot tub with Dan Schneider.
Yeah.
The logo of Nickelodeon being a foot.
Dan Schneider looks exactly like you would, like Harvey Weinstein.
He looks just like a pedophile. Like, yeah. Like,
that's a pedophile. I could have told you that was a pedophile. It doesn't help him at all that he looks exactly like a pedophile.
He fits the stereotype.
Anyhow, check out The Die. It's a hard watch, though. Anyhow, what else? What else we got?
Okay, I don't know how to say this person's last name, but Kyle Juszczyk, Juszczyk.
Okay.
He's on the 49ers. But his wife, Kristen, opened up about dealing with imposter syndrome after her design business took off when Taylor Swift wore one of her custom creations during the 2023 NFL season. The designer, who's married to 49ers Pro Bowl fullback Kyle, whatever his last name is, quickly garnered fame and reached over 1 million Instagram followers in February when Swift wore a custom puffer jacket to the Chiefs-Dolphins wild card game in January. Last month, she reached a licensing deal with the NFL, which allows her to now use the league logo in her designs.
Woo! What an awesome story. I'm so happy for her. Yay!
Imposter syndrome.
Yay! Yeah, no, that's major. I mean, it's like she had the talent. It's just when it happens so fast and, you know, you get lucky and the right person recognizes it and then it just, you just take off. Like, if it's not a slow build, then, you know, some people might think they're not worthy of it, but you are.
you are worthy of it. I mean, it's got to be because of the internet and because of Taylor Swift and things going viral. And you're just kind of making things for fun. You're just taking a jersey. You're not thinking anything of it.
And that bag.
But it is weird when shit like that works out where she didn't have her intentions probably weren't like, I'm going to sell a million of these. She was just like, I'm making this for fun. Oh, my God. She wants to wear one. OK, she could wear one. Next thing you know, you know, it's like, OK, now we need a million of them. And you're and she did stuff for charity. But it's just got to be weird to go from zero to a million overnight.
Yeah.
When that's not even like you're not she didn't really like. I'm not saying she didn't work hard for it, but it wasn't, like, intentional.
Right.
Because you could have imposter syndrome if you work on something for your whole life and you think that's your identity. No, that's awesome for her. But, yeah, no, I could definitely see how that can... And then to try to keep up with that, like, you're not going
to... She has to, like, build a business, basically, mm-hmm. overnight.
Yeah, what is she going to do? Like, you can't top Taylor Swift. You'd have to make one for, like... I don't know who's as viral as Taylor Swift. No one.
Well,
no
now everyone will buy it because Taylor Swift wore it.
Yeah, but yes. But you're not going to keep up with that heat. Or trying to chase that heat is like, it's got to be, it'll make you insane. You know what I mean? But anyhow, that's the badass.
Well, yeah. It's funny because Taylor Swift normally wears like a lot of Reformation, actually. She's not selling out Reformation stuff.
Oh, I see what you're saying. Maybe because it wasn't such a specific item.
Yeah.
And the whole Travis Kelce thing.
Yeah, people obviously. Love, like, feeling like they're buying from... Well, they would be buying from one person, like an Etsy. Like, buying a jacket from an Etsy shop versus just going and getting something everybody has, so...
Mm-hmm. Where it feels, yeah.
It feels special.
But as it's designer, a jacket. Once you start making things that are... That's, like... Everyone gets one, like to make it huge.
Right.
Then you lose that.
Right.
To keep that is.
Yeah.
Yeah. So anyhow.
Yeah, her jackets are going to become like Adidas Sambas.
Exactly.
For like people going to the NFL games.
Yeah.
But Adidas Sambas are popular still because they're cute.
Yeah. And they're still.
They're like I have some. So it's like it still doesn't matter, you know, so.
And I'd rather her come up or someone like her. Have the idea and make millions than like Adidas or something like coming up with an idea and like just adding to the fucking $1 billion they already made.
And totally. She could get NHL, MLB, like all those licensing deals too. So this is could just be the start.
Well, good for her. She deserves it.
All right. Ready for our last news story? We have another mom story. I thought you guys would be more excited.
Another one. Yeah. What did you say?
A mom story.
Oh, interesting. Bring it on.
Utah mom Corey Richens, who wrote a popular children's book about grief after allegedly killing her husband, has now been charged with serving him a poison sandwich on Valentine's Day, just weeks before his death. A month before he succumbed to a fentanyl overdose in March 2022, the 39-year-old Eric Richens chillingly told a friend, "I think my wife tried to poison me," according to new court documents. Eric claimed after taking a single bite of his favorite sandwich, it made him break out in hives and black out. The second time, he had to use his son's EpiPen. Fentanyl can cause severe allergic reactions, including hives, and Corey had purchased dozens of fentanyl pills that same week. Corey allegedly killed her husband with a fentanyl-laced Moscow Mule. A year later, she published an illustrated book teaching children about grief called Are You With Me?
Damn. Okay, wait. I gotta back up. So he purchased fentanyl pills?
She did.
Oh, she did.
Yeah, her name's Corey.
Okay. Got it.
So wait, so then what are they either one famous for anything? Or is it just
she's
like
famous for killing her husband.
Gotcha.
Wow. That's crazy. Now. She tried to poison him.
She did
That's
poison
actually
him.
A very very like common way for women to kill is poisoning.
I think what it is, it's so sinister to give them something they love that kills them.
Dude, she hated him. Like she wanted to see him enjoy
his own
impending death.
Yeah.
Crazy.
That's
sick.
Like if you fucking gave me like, I don't even know, like, what do I really like? What would you ruin
mayonnaise.
For me?
Ew.
Yeah. Yeah. If you put fentanyl on mayonnaise.
That's so gross.
Dude, it is so
and
fucked
chicken.
Up.
He loves chicken. He loves eating chicken.
She's like, I'm sorry for being a bitch,
like
honey.
A rotisserie chicken. Here's I would just shoot it up.
Here's a Moscow Mule and a peanut butter jelly. And he's probably like eating it like, I do have a good wife. She does love me. She does take care of me. She provides for me.
I wonder what he did to drive her to that point.
You know, everything, you know, everything bad after you get married.
So he did something to her. That doesn't just happen.
Yeah, he probably provided for her.
Like, because some women are like actually batshit crazy.
Yeah, but he made her crazy.
This is,
I'm not
going to
fight you on that.
Brenna's going to murder me and it's going to be my fault. She's going to fucking be like, I'm done. You haven't eaten my ass in 3 years. Here's a fucking chicken rotisserie with fentanyl.
You better eat my ass tonight.
And then I'm going to fucking die. And then she's going to go, well, you didn't eat my ass. And then 98% of women are going to go, yeah, you deserve to fucking die.
I really want to know her motive. I actually saw, we were watching Murders in New York.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, the new Netflix one?
So good. I loved it. I normally don't like docuseries, you know, like crime docuseries for some reason. I don't know. It's like, you know, like, oh, I survived this in prison, and it's like covers different people. I don't know why they just like get to me. Anyways, there's an episode. Did you finish watching it?
Is it the Dick Wolf series? Like the 5 episode?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah.
Okay, so the episode where the wife, this is a spoiler alert, but the wife killed the husband, or had her brother stab her husband to death, mm-hmm, at his place of work because she was secretly in hundreds of thousands of debt from embezzling money from a previous company she worked for, and also like credit card debt. And they were talking about getting divorced, and they both wanted full custody of their son. So basically her motive, you know, and she inherited his estate, of course. This is like $1.5 million, a summer house, a timeshare, and I think the business.
And it was still
his
fault.
And they didn't get caught. Her and her brother didn't go to jail for 20 years. And then, but it wasn't his fault, but they heard, one of his coworkers heard him having a fight with her the day before he got murdered on the phone at work, and he called her a fucking cunt.
There it is.
So I'm just saying, they were fighting. They were having problems. He was probably verbally abusive. You don't know if he was physically abusive. Like, people don't just like never murder and then murder somebody close to them.
You're right.
I'm not saying that they're still the victim, but
she's the victim.
She's probably a victim of his abuse.
He called her a cunt, and so he deserved to die.
But it's crazy. You know, if she had just murdered him like at home and said he was beating the shit out of her or something, she probably would have gotten away with it.
Yeah. You got to think about that. You can't just have it like be premeditated and have your brother come over.
Yeah.
Also, when you like cut someone's throat, you're never going to win.
He was stabbed. Had postmortem stab wounds. Yeah. So he was already dead, and his brother was still because
worst.
He hated him too. Yeah.
That is the worst. Melanie's like, that's the worst.
I hate when that happens.
Dude, don't you hate when that happens?
Like, I'm already dead. Why are you still stabbing me?
Literally, stop. I'm trying to go to heaven. Can you let me go?
I can still feel that.
Rest peacefully?
Yeah.
Can you feel that? Yeah. I can still feel it.
My muscles still move.
I'm pre-mortem still. I'm still pre.
Oh, man.
Yeah, dude. It's that jealous rage. It'll get you. It will get you. I don't know what's worse, getting stabbed 75 times by the brother, or you ruined my Moscow mule with fentanyl. It's tough.
Had to pick a murder, how would you want to be murdered?
I don't know. I guess the eating something I love, I guess.
That's a slow death.
The quicker, the better.
Yeah.
I don't want to be tortured. Shoot me in the head. I want a cyanide pill.
Oh, does that kill you? How fast?
Really fast. Like, ooh, that's what they would use in the Cold War in Russia.
And does it hurt? Or your heart just stops?
Well, I think you just like
go to sleep.
Yeah.
That sounds nice. Yeah. I'll take that, actually.
Yeah. All right.
Make Let the a guy
list.
Across the street know.
Say it too loud.
He has a list for sure, and it's your fucking engagement ring.
Oh, man.
Oh, he hates you.
I know.
All right, what's next?
All right, are you smarter than a fifth grader?
Probably
Yay,
not.
I'm so excited.
We have 10 questions. I'm going to start off with a fourth grade question, just to warm you up.
Okay.
What is the name of a collection of classical stories related to religion or cultural traditions?
I know it. It's on the tip of my tongue.
We're waiting.
It could be.
It's not a fairy tale.
It's like a book genre. Yeah, you're on the right track.
Like old, like a folk's tale.
Mythology.
Oh.
But you were very close. That's like all on the same track-ish.
All right. It's all you like gotta woodsy. Give me a chance to guess, Mel.
Oh, sorry.
Mythology.
Was that what you were going to say anyways?
And I was going to say a folk's tale, too.
Okay. Number two.
Legend. A legend. That's what I was thinking.
Oh, boy.
I know. Yeah, like a tale, a legend.
Yeah, a legend.
The interior angles of a triangle always sum to what degree?
Oh, I know
this. Ooh, 30 degrees.
An interior angle, 180.
Yeah, 180.
Wait, I thought you were talking about the angle of the triangle.
So there's three angles in a triangle.
Yeah, but
and they have
like
to total
180.
Angles. Yeah, there's acute and obtuse.
And isosceles.
Wait. And isosceles.
Okay.
So some are under
45. So it's 30, 30, 60, right?
Yeah, it could be.
It can be.
Wait,
60 plus 30.
Is that 180?
No, that's 120.
No, that's
around. It could be 60, 60.
So how come there's just, it's one? The one answer is 180?
Because it always has to add up to 180.
Oh, okay, to make be a triangle.
What is the subordinating conjugation in this sentence? They lost the game because they didn't practice.
Because?
Yes. Sorry, she got it. I was excited.
This feels sometimes like you guys are teaming up against me, and I don't like
really? It. Really? Because I feel like you guys think I'm fucking stupid.
No, we don't.
Because Melanie goes, you got it.
Well, I don't know what subordinating conjugation is.
I don't either.
Yeah,
I don't either. Yeah. I mean,
that is crazy. You got
conjugation
it.
Is like, what's the, it's bringing something together. So
that's why I thought it was going to be the word didn't. Like, did not together.
God. Oh. Nah. What would that be? It couldn't. I don't know. I'm not going to guess.
Who knows?
How many countries are located in Africa?
A lot.
54.
I was going to guess 50.
That's a fifth grade question?
Yeah.
Bullshit.
Yeah, because that's all they learn. That's
yeah,
that's
you don't like
about the world and geography.
Yeah.
Africa's so much bigger than people think.
Okay, Andrew. Let's keep going.
I'll die on that hill. That should be a quote on my tombstone. Africa's so much bigger than people think.
Like, what do you want me to do with that?
People don't come to Puddles to learn.
No, dude. You don't even know how big Africa is, dude.
You're really channeling those Montana boys right now.
Dude, you don't even know, man.
There's Madagascar over there.
Madagascar, there's Nigeria.
There's Egypt.
Algeria.
All right.
I'm trying to think of one, and I was like,
yeah, exactly. You don't know how big it is.
Cape Town's a town there.
South Africa.
Right. Okay.
Dude.
The atmosphere, hydrosphere, and lithosphere are all part of the what?
Oh, fears. It's part of the air. The ozone.
The biosphere.
Is it really? That's what it is?
The biosphere,
I was kind of right. I said part of the fears.
Ozone's just part of it, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure.
Killing it.
The stripes on the U.S. flag represent what?
The states. No.
No.
The 13 things. What are they called?
The original colonies?
Colonies.
The original 13 colonies. I love this game.
The stars represent the state.
Them colors don't run.
How many hours and minutes are in 555 minutes?
How many hours and minutes are in 555? That's I know.
500 divided by 60 is what?
Do it in your head, and I'll do it in mine. I'm saying it's,
I bet it's like, wait, 6 times what equals 50?
555?
555 minutes.
6 times
it's like,
8
is
42. 6 times 9 is 49. 6 times 10, so 40, it's 50 hours and, no, it's 51 hours and 10 minutes?
It's 6 hours and 15 minutes.
Not 51, sorry.
No, 6 hours and...
No, it's 9 hours and 10 minutes.
It's
no.
9 hours and 15 minutes.
Fuck yeah!
You did get it right.
I'm fucking smart. I mean, you did that all mentally. I could not do that.
Dude, you can't even handle how smart I am.
But you didn't.
I was way close. I forgot about the extra 5 on the 55. So if I remembered that, I would have gotten it right.
I should have got
nine
it.
9 hours and 15 minutes, bitch. Take that, Mr. Math King. Oh, my God. That just made my whole week.
But you didn't get it right.
There's still 3 more.
I basically
did. Can you
did.
Imagine if
also,
someone...
Melanie's trying to humble me, which is
this
so
rude. This is like
rude.
If fucking the guy that came up with pie or whatever was like, it's 3.08, and everyone's
no,
like,
no,
nah,
dude. You're so, just admit you're a little impressed.
You said 5 different numbers.
Yeah, I was doing math out loud in my head.
Huh?
I killed it. All right, let's keep
I'm
going.
I'm proud
All
of
right.
you.
Thank you.
Why do you often see lightning before you hear the thunder?
Because light travels faster than sound.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's actually. Why do I feel like you're getting these before?
She's answering first.
No. I'm saying you're giving her the questions before you come over.
We're not because
you guys are in fucking cahoots.
Or maybe because I'm actually smarter than a 5th grader. Maybe.
Maybe a 7th grader.
And
you're in cahoots.
No, we're not.
What blood type is known as the universal recipient?
It's O.
Wait, the internet said AB.
Oh, it's AB.
No, maybe I'm wrong, though.
No, O is maybe the most rare.
O is
thinking.
The most rare.
So it's AB is good.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah,
okay.
AB,
yeah.
For sure.
Last question. When was the War of 1812?
That's a trick question, for sure.
It's definitely before 1812.
What year?
I'm going to go 1810.
1812. Yes, tricked you.
It was a trick question. Of course, the War of 1812.
I was thinking maybe because it ended in 1812.
It was even on the trick question part of the trivia.
God damn it.
I mean, look. Biosphere.
Biosphere.
All right. Well, we all learned something there. We learned that Brenna is a math genius. She's like Oppenheimer. I bet if you I feel like he wore that kind of hat too. Anyhow, we were trying to get party stories on the voicemail. We've both partied a lot in our day. Do you have like a blackout experience or like a party experience that like?
Which one?
I know. Have you not one? Maybe one you haven't told on the pod before. Anything that you could think of?
God, my best one was when I woke up out of a blackout eating lentil soup, laying down in bed, and I had like lentil soup all over my shirt, but I was actively eating the soup and I was like, wait, where the fuck am I? Like, what am I doing?
Where were you?
At home and laying in bed.
Did you have the lentil soup before you got home or did you pick it up sometime?
I think I had those bags of lentil soup from Trader Joe's and I heated one up and I would like throw a bunch of spices in there and some cheese. It was one of my favorite foods.
Fuck. There's a helicopter. So this is kind of cool where we live. A helicopter will circle while there's a robbery happening and we pretend like it's all fun.
It's all fine.
It's all fun. It's fine.
That's your craziest story is lentils?
No, I mean, that's my favorite because what? But
it is a fun little anecdote of like, I remember one time in college, I drank Boone's. We would have this part like a Boone's party, and Boone's is like that shitty liquor, you know, it's like wine.
But
it's like stronger than wine, and we would fill it up like baby pools with ice and we'd put the Boone's in there, and I drank like 4 of them, and you like, you don't think you're that drunk because it's just in college, it's wine, you can't get fucked up off wine. I woke up on the couch and I pissed my pants, but I had 4 Boons, so it was like it was enough piss where my first thought was, I can't believe I pissed my pants, as I can't believe 5 guys pissed on me. Like, I really thought
because you probably pissed your pants like multiple times,
dude. It was so much piss. It was insane. And I had
Aren't
jeans
like-
on denim. It was just, I literally thought someone, like a team like a football team pissed on me. And I was like, dude, who the fuck pissed my pants? They're like, you did. Fucking loser.
Who pissed my pants?
Who pissed my pants? Oh, dude, there were so many parties in college and fucking New Orleans.
One time Andrew went on the road when I was when we lived in St. Louis, and I did like a happy hour with my sister, like a virtual one. And I was drinking vodka drinks. And then I called one of my old friends. She was telling me about her divorce, and I was like just drinking, and I accidentally blacked out.
At home?
At home.
I love
and
that.
And puked all over our bed, all over our sheets. And I was like, Andrew's not going to like this because Andrew doesn't love when I get that drunk. Of course, who would? And he was coming home that next morning. And it was one of the worst hangovers I've ever had. And I had to go to Target, go get more sheets, throw our sheets in the washer.
Did you tell me? You told me you puked, right?
Yeah, because you were like.
But I didn't care, did I? I don't think I care.
Oh, man. I stained. I had to throw out some pillows. Like, it must have been projectile. Ooh. I don't remember it, though.
I think I get to get more
which
pissed.
Which is scary. You to get, puke in bed and
yeah,
not remember
oh,
it.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, so many people have died that way.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I'm still here. Don't worry.
It would have been so funny, though. It's
dude,
like,
imagine you come home to me dead.
Oh, and you die. Well, you die drinking what you love. You know?
I don't even like vodka. Vodka makes me too drunk.
It wasn't
like
vodka. It was the neighbor.
There's something yeah. so, like, you want, if you overdose and you choke on your own throw up, you want it to be the most amazing rage. Like, no. This guy partied. He fucking, you couldn't believe he drove a Ferrari off a cliff and then he went home and then choked. You don't want it to just be like, I was on a Zoom call. With my friends.
I mean, honestly, I like did die doing what I love, just being at home.
Yeah, just yeah. drinking alone at home.
Talking to my sister. It's like it's, my favorite thing.
Someone had a joke where they were like, yeah, if you like overdose like and you die from alcohol poisoning, but you drink Zima, you know, like there's something so like unsexy. It's because an overdose, I mean, you know, it tends to get romanticized, you know.
Right.
Like Jimi Hendrix, he choked on his own throw up after, you know.
Who's fucking. That actor? I feel like his death gets romanticized a lot.
Joaquin Phoenix?
Yes, Heath Ledger.
Oh, Heath Ledger.
Yep.
That's my boy.
Yeah, I just watched 10 Things I Hate About You for the first time.
What?
Mm-hmm.
Best movie.
And I thought that the first, who's the other actor in there, in that, the younger guy? Forget it, but
I know exactly what you're talking
yeah,
about.
Yeah, but anyways, look it up. I hadn't seen young Heath Ledger before, but he kind of resembles him. So with the opening scene, it's the other guy, and I was like, wow, Heath Ledger just like really had such a glow up. He looks so different. And then Heath Ledger actually walked in on the scene, and I was like, oh, that's definitely Heath Ledger.
Yeah, you were like, that's Heath Ledger. He looked just like, what the fuck is that guy's name?
Yeah.
He's in so many things.
The Don John guy.
Yeah.
Well, why don't we just look up?
I'm looking it up.
Yeah, the cast.
Anyhow, but I mean, Heath Ledger is someone I saw while partying.
Joseph Gordon-Levitt.
Yeah,
what's
Joseph
Gordon-Levitt.
Okay. And I don't think they look anything alike.
No, not at all.
But maybe in that
really?
Movie a little bit, but yeah, Heath Ledger, man. He was gorgeous seeing him in person.
God, my mom was obsessed with that video, that movie he was in where he was the jouster.
Oh, Knight's Tale.
Oh, my God. I think we watched that movie like 50 times in our home.
That's so funny, dude. Like,
I
he was
know
in, like,
that
the
movie
Joker.
Like the back of my hand.
He was in The Joker. He was in Patriot. He was in Brokeback Mountain.
No.
Dude, your mom, and that's why your mom and me get along because. I told him I was all high and we were getting shawarma where they cut the meat off in Amsterdam. And I look over and there's this tall, gorgeous man, but he looked like a homeless person. Like he had dreads, like white guy dreads, like a few of them, just like three.
Oh.
And he's wearing really baggy like shorts. Like he looked like he smelled like granola, you know? And I was like, but I was so fucking
trash.
Fucked up. I was like, why does he look, why? I don't know. Sometimes you see celebrities and you're like, holy shit, like this person has something to them.
Yeah, the celebrities, like even if you don't realize they're a celebrity, before you realize they're a celebrity, you're like, that person's really captivating.
When
like
James Franco walked in the other day, I mean, granted, he hasn't had the best publicity, but and he's kind of let himself go, but he walked into the coffee shop the other day, and I was like, there's something about...
Yeah, it's their aura. Yeah, their vibes. Aura. Mm-hmm.
So Heath Ledger, and I was just like, I look at him, I go, you're Heath Ledger. And he's like, and he talks so slow, but I'm so high, I can't understand him. And we're walking down the street, and I just look at him, I go, dude, you're great in 10 Things I Hate About You.
No.
I swear.
What did he say to you?
Dude, he's like...
I love how you also describe it as, I looked up at him.
He was so tall. And hot. I would have fucked him for sure.
Yeah, yeah. If you're fucking, if you're blowing the guy across the street, Heath Ledger is like, you're marrying him.
Oh, dude, I'm fucking Heath Ledger hard. Damn. I'm reverse cowboying that boy.
You would let him poison you.
Oh, I'd broke back that ass.
Yeah, hell yeah.
So I.
Hell
yeah, brother. So I end up telling him that, and he's like, have you seen Night's Tale? And I was like, he's like, there's a woman in Cadillac that won't stop fucking writing me letters.
Oh, babe, it's our invisible string.
Yeah. So then he goes, yeah, all right. He's like, yeah. And I was like, this is after, like, Brokeback. This is 2002, so maybe he hasn't. He already definitely did Patriot. I don't know if he.
That's so funny.
So 2 weeks later, I saw him again. And I think I've told this story on this podcast, but I saw him in Eos in Greece, and he was with a bunch of girls, and I was drunk. And I go to my brother, Dan, and I was like, yo, fucking Heath Ledger's there. This is like thousands of miles, I mean, hundreds of miles away. Like the chances are literally under 1%. And I go, what do I do? He goes, just go up to him, man. And I went up to him. I was like, dude, fucking. I go, man, it's me, man. I go, dude, what are you, following me around Europe? That's what I said to him. And he looks at me, he goes, you're following me around Europe. And I go, all right, whatever, man. And I walked off, and like forever, I was like, what a fucking dick. Like my whole story, every time I would tell that in like college, you know, I'd be like, can you believe how much of a fucking dick Heath Ledger is? And then one of my buddies finally was like, you're the dick in this story. You went up to a guy hammered drunk and were just like, you're following me around Europe. And it's like, also, he doesn't recognize you, you fucking, like, I was the dick.
I hope he did recognize you because, you know.
That spit?
No, you have, like, some granola on your, from eating out Heath Ledger.
So, anyhow, it was kind of wild. I mean, that was probably my coolest celebrity experience.
Nice.
Some people said I killed him, and I was like, I did not kill him because of that. No. He died of natural, or...
He drove you to kill him when he was a dick in Europe.
Yeah, it's not my fault.
Yeah, it's not your
fault. It's his fault.
You were just reacting.
I was reacting. He called me a cunt.
Yeah.
He not out loud, but in my head. And so he deserved to die.
Yeah.
God, he would have been a great act. Anyways, all right, we got one voicemail.
One voicemail.
All right, this story's from a long time ago, back at Fairfield University, back in 1984, probably.
Hell yeah.
A girl that I had the hots for a couple of years was at a party at my house. We lived in a 3-family house. We had the top 2 floors. So I finally convinced her to go out into the back hallway with me. And we started to make out, and both of us were pretty drunk. And I'm pretty sure I'm the one who lost his balance first and started to fall down the stairs and pulled her down with me. Probably about 10 wooden steps, we fell down to the first floor. And thankfully, neither one of us was hurt. We've got a good story to laugh about at our 45th reunion this June. So that's it.
Aww.
Love the show. Talk to you guys later.
So cute.
He had such a nice, like, voice where he's like, and then I threw her out the window. I would have been like, oh.
But I'm guessing that they didn't keep hooking up after.
That's what I wanted to know.
No, it doesn't sound like it.
Like, 45 years later. Passed out, and then I had to finish, you know. And then I worked at Nickelodeon.
Then I dragged her back up the stairs.
Yeah, then I dragged her back up, and then.
She passed out.
Then she gave me a fentanyl Moscow mule.
Yeah.
It's her fault, really. That's
so sweet.
It is sweet, but it's also like
it's just like that's a college story.
Yeah,
like.
Yeah.
It didn't, well, from.
I did that one time, something similar to that.
I fell down the stairs in high school when I was drunk.
Oh, on your ass or forward? Falling down. Did you tumble or did you just?
I think I tumbled.
Oh.
But I landed on my butt, I think.
No, I would crawl up the stairs.
Huh?
You fell up going upstairs?
No, I would always, my college house stairs were really steep, but my best friend was like right above me, so I would have to like crawl up the stairs to get to her room and then like slide on my butt down.
I was at a club one time and I was so drunk. I made my first $7,000 in real estate and I spent every dollar the first night. I got it.
Wow.
And it was like more money I ever had.
Are so different.
Well, after Brenna's skincare tip, we're going to talk more about getting drunk on the Patreon.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I'll save this story for the Patreon.
Okay, so I'm talking about an ingredient that's in a lot of skincare, or it's in a lot of cleansers. It's called sodium lauryl sulfate. Don't confuse it with sodium laureth, ending in T-H. It ends in Y-L. Sodium lauryl sulfate. It's the ingredient that makes your cleansers foam up, it's in almost all shampoos. However, it can be super irritating to your skin. So if you deal with any type of inflammatory skin conditions like rosacea, acne, even if you just have sensitive skin, I highly recommend making sure that none of your skincare has sodium lauryl sulfate in it. Anybody. Probably you don't want that in there, but especially those that can be contributing to your irritation. And that's it.
All right. Well, thank you for listening. And we're going to go over to Patreon to talk more about stupid drunk stories. Come listen over there.
Bye.
Bye. Puddles.
Puddles. Everybody now puddles. Everybody get up because you get down and then everyone will come over here.